This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, June 11th. Well, we had the crop report yesterday. The market was kind of just sitting still waiting for those numbers to come out. And we did get a bit of a bullish push for corn, and wheat tagged along somewhat with that. But it was not that great of a close for corn. Wheat markets holding together fairly well. Kind of impressive considering you're in harvest for hard red winter wheat and soft red. We've had some harvest delays. There are some quality issues showing up where areas where they had some rain delays. We are seeing the test weight start to come down just a bit. It's not critical and it's not a deal breaker, but it's notable that we're seeing test weights that were 61, 62 now coming in around 60. It's still good, but not quite as good as it started out to be. Bottom line for wheat as we move forward, it will depend quite a bit on corn. But as we move into Kansas, the harvest here probably in the next week or two, couple weeks probably, you're going to be looking at some pretty stellar yields. Now, acreage, of course, has been coming down for several years. It got bumped up a little bit this year. But we are going to fully expect that we'll see more production out of Kansas than we have the last few years. And that's going to, I think, just keep the general pressure on the wheat space unless you get something going in corn and beans. And corn and beans, of course, are just going to be focused primarily on weather. And it's been tough to really get our hands around the weather. For some of the more reliable forecasts, the European model, the Canadian model, continuing to call for hot and dry conditions for the next couple weeks. But the GFS has been bringing rain across the northern plains and northern Midwest, and for the most part they've been more correct. We've seen a pretty respectable system move through North Dakota, eastern Montana, and stretching into Minnesota as we speak. So we're looking at a big drop of rain coming across much of the Dakotas. Now some of the producers there are saying that we're not getting quite as much rain as what the radar would suggest, but nevertheless they are getting some. And that's kind of putting the pressure on the spring wheat market, which had been the leader to the upside, actually pushed into new highs here just on Monday. And now Minneapolis is the leader to the downside. That's how it just underscores how important the weather is and how it can change from day to day. But let's take a look at the numbers from the supply-demand report. For wheat in the old crop, kind of wrapping up the numbers there, old crop exports were raised 20 million bushels at 985 million. Feed usage was raised 10 million bushels at 180 million. Ending stock sitting at 852 million bushels. For new crop, they are projecting production to be at 1.898 billion. That's up 26 million over last month. That the yields are sitting at 50.7, and that is up 0.7 from last month, which is a big jump in just 1 month for yields. Ending stocks for new crop at 770 million bushels, that's down 4 from last month. The average price sitting at $6.50, that's up $1.45 over a year ago. World wheat production is projected to be a record 794 million tons. That's up 19 million over a year ago. Russia's production is estimated at 86 million tons. That's a record for them. That's up 1 million from last month, and it's up 1 over last year. Ukraine at 29.5 million tons. That is also a record for them. That's up 500,000 from last month, and it's up 4 from last year. The European Union, coming out of kind of a sluggish year last year, they're projected at 137.5 million tons. That's up 3.5 million over last month, but it's up 11 million over last year. So generally, USDA pointing to a notable increase in feed wheat feeding around the world. And that's not highly unusual, but with the cost of corn, that just exacerbates that usage. So world consumption of wheat, and of course this includes food, that's going to be a record 791 million tons. So ending stocks are at 296.8 million tons. That's up 1.8 from last month. And China is accounting for 142 million of that. That's at 48% of the total. And of course that's highly questionable, but those are the figures coming out of China. In corn, old crop, ethanol use was increased 75 million bushels. Exports bumped up 75 million. Ending stocks were dropped 150 million for old crop. For new crop corn, USDA left everything unchanged except the beginning stocks, which were dropped 150 million bushels from the old crop. So that took new crop ending stocks down 150 million bushels. So we are sitting at 1.357 billion bushels for carryout in corn new crop this coming year. And that is pretty tight, but it leaves no wiggle room for production losses anywhere. And even though you've got the South and the Eastern Midwest with plenty of moisture, you still have that the largest corn producing state of Iowa in a fairly dry state. There's a system that's going to clip some of that that's going through Minnesota, but then after that you just don't have much. So subsoil conditions are very dry, you don't have much to draw on, so it's still, even with this major system coming through, it still sets corn up for some significant upside potential if the two-week forecast even verifies, where it's going to stay dry, and then the temperatures are supposed to be above normal. So we'll see how that goes, but sticking with the supply-demand report data, we are looking at new crop ending stocks for corn at a fairly tight 1.3 billion bushels. In soybeans, for old crop, they took the crush down 15 million bushels, and that bumped up the ending stocks the same amount to 135 million bushels. So for new crop, they left everything unchanged except for the ending stocks. So the beginning stocks were bumped up that 15 million, and they took ending stocks up the 15 million as well. So we're sitting at 155 million bushels for ending stocks for corn, which is also a fairly tight number. So the battle continues. The acreage battle is pretty much over. We'll find out who won that battle on June 30th, and that's the next important report to come into the marketplace. And I think that will be a major impact on the market. The trade is leaning pretty heavily toward a notable shift of acres from soybeans over to corn, or a draw of other crops into corn. Either way, they're looking for a pretty big bump up in corn acres over what the March report estimated. We'll see if that materializes, but even if so, you're still looking at the need for good yields. And as we head into the last half of June, and in particular July, because pollination will be a little early this year as plantings were well ahead of normal, that puts us smack dab into mid to late July for pollination of corn and soybeans. And I think that the weather, those long range forecasts, if they continue to show the above normal temperatures, number one, and lack of rainfall is more critical, but that just changes the game. So I think in front of us, because of this rain event, that's going to carry the market, going to carry the crop, I should say, for a couple weeks probably. And then after that, you start another round of, hey, we need these timely rains. And if you're not getting them, that just exacerbates the problem. Now, real quick on export sales yesterday. Sales pretty much falling off a cliff for corn and soybeans. Corn at 213,000 tons, 189,000 of old, 26,000 of new. Unknown canceled, 196,000 of old crop. And China bought 66,000 of old crop. The soybean sales, 121,000. That was at least within the range because they were expecting 0 to 600. In wheat, 326,000 tons. That was right in the middle of the range of estimates. So not a great number, but they weren't expecting much either. We've priced ourselves out of the market, obviously. We've got the southern hemisphere, South America coming on strong, have been going strong as far as soybean exports, and they're getting into the corn harvest, and they'll be exporting that fairly aggressively as well. So it's a campaign there that's going to supplant much of U.S. exports, but they've got a pretty short crop coming of corn, and that is going to slow down their exports later in the season, and that's going to ramp up U.S. exports right before our harvest begins. So corn, again, just has no wiggle room, nor does soybeans, and they're both going to be subject to the same weather events. So it's this the bull market is far from over, but I think in the short term probably we'll get a bit more of a pullback here. But I do think that the market will be keyed up here and ready for another run to the upside on any hint of additional weather problems. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.